John Copeland many years ago. It was something they started in Tulsa, and it has taken off. They do it monthly there, and then it springboarded from Tulsa into Oklahoma City and then Springfield. And then, of course, we opened up last October here in the downtown area, right at 5th and Dewey. And so this is something we've wanted to do for a long time. Obviously, COVID, and now that we're kind of coming out of it and we can all start having events again, it's something that we really wanted to get on the board and have it. And so next Wednesday at Crossing 2nd at 7:30 in the morning is our first Faith in Business. So what, and people ask, what is Faith in Business? What do we do? So it is, it's just where we get business leaders, men and women of the community together, that we can encourage each other and have a platform that we can utilize as Christian brothers and sisters to express our faith and how we express that then in the workplace. So kind of the format we follow is we like to highlight a nonprofit in the community. We've chosen Ray of Hope is going to come over, and Rachel Hudson, the director, is going to come over and speak about the mission that they do there. So, and then afterwards, Quinn was going to come in and talk. I met Quinn at a chamber event several months ago, and we've become good friends since then. And but his book, The Language of Forgiveness, really stood out, and I just thought he'd be an excellent speaker for our first event. So we'll come out. We're going to do breakfast. So in order to get to the event, because it is kind of limited for the seating, and what we can do is we ask people to come out to our website at regent.bank under the events page, and you can find Quinn's picture there, and just click on it and RSVP. That'll reserve your spot and allow us to know that we have the proper amount of food and the seating for that morning.
Charlie Pelkington again from Regent Bank in with us, talking about the Faith in Business series, which will kick off a week from today, 7:30 in the morning, crossing on 2nd Street. We'll talk to Quinn here in just a moment, who's going to be the speaker at that event. And who is this for? If someone was listening, who's kind of eligible, or who are you looking to get to come?
Just anybody in the community that we're promoting personal and professional growth and how we live our lives, our Christian faith, and not only at home, but in our business format. And I think a lot of times we feel like we have to check that when we walk into our business environment. And I think in some cases we're reserved on it, but we just wanted to have a place that we could get together and express the good things that are happening in our community and the people that are promoting it. And so be it from the nonprofits who we feel are doing God's work here, up to what Quinn's book here is too, talks about the language of forgiveness.
And Quinn, let's talk about the book a little bit, and let's talk about what you'll be talking about a week from today. Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
Hey,
thank you so much. Yeah, just a little bit of background. We're a year new to the city of Bartlesville, and we really like living here, living in the downtown, and have joined the chamber. I always like to put a plug in for the chamber, and they created a new category for authors at my request, and so people who are actually publishing, writing books can be part of the chamber in that way. And so that's where we met. We met at a chamber event. Yep. It was a ribbon cutting for myself as an author in the chamber. So this is one of four books I've written. So a little bit of background why this book materialized. My wife Becky and I have been involved in inner healing ministry for like 25 years. And the first book written 15 years ago is a topic that there just wasn't enough room to elaborate on forgiveness. But forgiveness is so fundamental to our faith, and it applies to relationships at work, at home, you name it. There are things that we get offended, we get hurt, and we need to forgive and be set free from that. So the Language of Forgiveness book is actually, as you can see, is pretty short by design, so that people might actually read it and apply what it says. So the fifth chapter, there's six very short chapters, is also titled The Language of Forgiveness. And so when we meet next week, I'm going to be giving a little bit of overview about what forgiveness is, a biblical perspective. My writing is all biblical. I want it to be practical and applicable as well. So we're going to be talking about what it is. We're going to be talking about what it's not. We're going to be talking about unforgiveness. And then we're going to open what I call the doorway of forgiveness and teach people some very simple, practical ways that they can address forgiveness and find freedom for whatever, you know, they've got holdups about because of unforgiveness. So it's exciting. It's an exciting topic. and just honored to be part of the community and part of the inaugural event here in Bartlesville. I've been following the Faith in Business series online, and it's out there. Y'all are out there. You're doing some great stuff.
Absolutely.
And I hope people come out and be part of it next Wednesday.
Again, we have Charlie Pelkington from Regent Bank, along with Quinn Shipper, who's the author of the book we were just talking about, Language of Forgiveness, in with us this morning for Community Connection. It's a part of the Faith in Business series put on by Regent Bank. It'll be 1 week from today, 28th of July, crossing on 2nd Street, 7:30 in the morning. We'll go over the info and how you can RSVP and all that good stuff a little bit later on in the program. Quinn, let's maybe get a little background on you, your background, how you ended up in Bartlesville.
That's a really good question. We were living in the Dallas area, and there was some transition going on with COVID and with family members, some aging parents who are in the area, not in Bartlesville, but nearby. So that was sort of a gateway to move up here a year ago. My father-in-law, he passed away a year ago, shortly after we moved. He was up in East Wichita. My mom is in the Joplin area, so we wanted to be close enough to family that we could help out with some things that were going on there. And so that was sort of the gateway here, and we're very motivated about supporting the community in every way that we can, and one way we do that is by praying for people. We love praying for people, love being connected. I've come on to the City Planning Commission. I'm a docent at the Price Tower. Charlie knows everybody in town that I don't, so we keep kind of cross-pollinating relationships.
Exactly.
And we're all about relationship and community and seeing how we can collaborate and connect to make Bartlesville an even better place than it is. So we're just very excited to be here and to make that contribution.
And what are your impressions so far after a year or so?
Well, we're not strangers to Bartlesville. We have kind of some long-standing history and relationships here, but we're new to living here. So we're living downtown in the Phillips Hotel on the sixth floor, a brand new apartment. Love living downtown. Walk just about everywhere we can go. And just impressions is Bartlesville just has so much going for it for a community its size. I mean, not everybody knows that. So those who are listening, it's a great place. But I think that it's at a really interesting juncture in its growth and its development and its future. There's so many opportunities here and so many new businesses, and you know, connecting with the city council and seeing what has transpired in positive ways despite the COVID and despite, you know, some slow things. The economy is good, people are content, we love having people come to visit. We talk about Bartlesville all the time. It's just a great community. We're just very happy to be living here. So we just signed our second year lease. We're not going anywhere. We're putting the rents down and plan to stay.
Awesome. Quinn Shipper, again, the author of The Language of Forgiveness. He'll be speaking at the Faith in Business series put on by Regent Bank a week from today, 7:30 in the morning, crossing on 2nd Street. I did want to go into the talk and maybe the book a little bit more. I know you touched on it just a little bit when you were kind of describing the book, but certainly Language of Forgiveness is something I would guess business leaders or people that work in business is something that kind of crosses over from the faith intersection that Charlie was talking about earlier.
Yeah, so I can talk about that. I'm not going to disclose exactly what it is because that's part of the hook to
sure,
come in and find out what this is about. However, in the work of inner healing that we've done for, like I said, 25 years, forgiveness is so fundamental to people's healing and restoration of relationships and things that are going on within themselves. And as we would take people to what I call the doorway of forgiveness, and you begin to open that up, sometimes it's reluctant. I mean, the reality is a lot of people don't want to forgive. So are they willing to forgive? And then we can move with that in a direction. And so once there's a willingness to forgive, how do we guide people to be very honest and specific and real about the things that maybe hurt them or the offenses they hold, maybe how difficult it is to forgive themselves? You know, believe it or not, people are afraid to admit it. Some people are mad at God. They're angry with God, and they, not that he needs to be forgiven, but maybe that needs to be addressed in some way. So it's looking at a range of things, circumstances where forgiveness may need to be addressed. But then what was emerging, because forgiveness seemed to always bubble up into a session with people who are seeking freedom, is a very simple, clear statement. It's not a formula. It may sound formulaic. It's not. But it is so practical and so real. And once you understand that, you can apply it anywhere, anytime. I use it a lot myself, and it's just a great little tool. But there's some background to what leads up to being able to express that with honesty and openness and find some freedom. It's great.
Quinn Shipper is speaking with us, author of The Language of Forgiveness. And again, he'll be talking at the Faith and Business Series put on by Regent Bank a week from today, 7:30 in the morning. And Charlie, let's go over the info if people were interested, how they can read more about Quinn and RSVP for the event a week from today.
Absolutely. So I encourage everybody to go out to regent.bank, and you can go under our events tab. There is a section for the Faith in Business. You'll see a little bio with Quinn and his picture. Click on it. It's the RSVP page. Our hope and desire is if this is, and I think it's already, we've had a lot of RSVPs and we're kind of limited. That's why I want to make sure that we're covered. It's not going to cost anything. We're providing breakfast for it and coffee. So if this really does well, we're going to look at trying to do this from a quarterly series to a monthly series.
And certainly another way Regent Bank is just getting involved in the community again.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not, it's just one of those things that we try to make part of. We also have next month, and we'll come back in here, our nonprofit leadership series that we do with Tri-County. So it's, there's lots of great things. There's 400 plus nonprofits in this community for 38,000 people. It's unheard of. It's a very giving community, and we just try to do our small part to give back.
Charlie Pelkington with Regent Bank, Quinn Shipper again with us. You'll be the speaker. Quinn, if people were interested in the book, how they could get some more info or perhaps buy it?
Yeah, all four of my books now are self-published. The first two, I've taken over the publishing rights for those, so they can go to Amazon.com. I've got an author page. They can look me up there and find out more about my books.
Awesome. Quinn Shipper, if you were curious, that's S-C-H-I-P-P-E-R, right? Q-U-I-N-N, Quinn Shipper. Language of Forgiveness is the book, and again, he'll be talking more about that during the Faith and Business Series put on by Regent Bank, 7:30 in the morning, a week from today at Crossing on 2nd Street. Charlie, anything else you'd like to add?
No, I look forward to seeing everybody.
Yep, thanks to Charlie Pelkington from Regent Bank and Quinn for coming up here for this edition of Community Connection on K1. And again, Ray of Hope also going to be the nonprofit speaking at that event this coming Wednesday morning at Crossing on 2nd Street. Thanks for coming up, guys.
Thanks for having
us. It's good
us.
To be here.
Appreciate them coming up. Community Connection on K1, 74 degrees. We've got national news and then Brian Kilmeade coming up just after the top of the hour. Do be aware, Adams Boulevard still closed down because of a train derailment. You cannot move east or westbound at Adams because of overturned train cars. Happened about 4 o'clock this morning. Sounds like it might be a while, maybe 4 or 5 o'clock this afternoon before those train cars are upright and moved off the track. So you can take Frank Phillips, Hensley, or another route if you're trying to move east to west, just west of downtown. More info at BartlesvilleRadio.com.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KW.